Terry for Breakfast Catch-Up on Triple M.
Terry for Breakfast on Triple M. My great pleasure to welcome the Honourable Christian Porter, the member for Pearce. Christian, good morning.
Terry, good to be with you.
Christian, Pearce electorate, it's quite an interesting electorate. It's a hybrid. It's got urban areas and it's also got rural areas. So you go from Bundari in the northern suburbs and Yanchep out toward northern and surrounding areas.
Yeah, that's about right. So you go from the coast right out to northern and also above Lancelin, and we wrap round the back of Perth and go right down to Beverley. So we've got a lot of these growing out of suburbs, like on the coast, Alkimos and Eglinton, and I live in Yanchep. And then, of course, Ellenbrook and that sort of eastern suburbs area is growing. And then you've got these wonderful country towns, so 2J and Bindoon and Mushay and Chittering and Beverley and Northam and York, all wonderful places, but it is a real mix.
Some great projects and announcements in Pearce at the moment. Northlink, I saw the Facebook video there last week. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull was at the opening of the bridges. This is going to be a great benefit to people travelling, isn't it?
Massive project. Look, I mean, I've worked pretty hard over the last 5 years to get myself in a position where I could get some changes, first of all, and most importantly, to the GST. But also, it's an electorate that has been underinvested in for many years. And it's probably not unfair to say that we're now the infrastructure hotspot across Australia. So we've got $500 million allocated to the Ellenbrook Rail project. We've got about the same amount of money allocated to Yanchep Rail to take the rail up north to Yanchep. You've just mentioned Northlink. That's a $1.1 billion project, 80% funded with federal money that I've worked hard to get, so about $820 million. That's the biggest single project in the history of main roads.
Wow.
And what that does basically is connect out the city through Morley to Mushay and then obviously up to all of our fantastic industries in the north and in the Pilbara. So the construction, which a lot of people listening to your show will see, and it's been done so far with a good sort of minimum of disruption, but it is a huge project. It's essentially this massive freeway that goes out from Morley right up to Mushay and then connects so that it takes it right up north to the Pilbara. And what it will do, if you're travelling from Ellenbrook to Morley, so the outer suburbs of Perth, say, you're going to miss 16 traffic lights, 21 speed zone changes, two railway crossings. It's going to cut the time in half. And also what Northlink does is it creates this massive employment opportunity around Mushay and Bindoon, because we're going to have that being basically logistics and transport hub. So already companies like Linfox have bought land and are building out there, and there's a range of other industries that will all become located out there. So we're talking about thousands and thousands of jobs in construction, and then out further into the future around Mushay, ongoing employment, which is just so good for this electorate.
The Honourable Christian Porter is here with us, member for Pearce. Christian, I see the Porter Transporters has been busy travelling around. You made an announcement about 2J recently, the 2J pool there.
Yeah, the Porter Transporters, our bus, it did get bogged in a paddock recently, so that was pretty interesting. But, you know, that's just a sign of a good season for all of our farmers. But, yeah, we had it up in 2J recently. 2J have been fighting for a sport and rec centre, including a swimming pool, from what we can gather, right back to the late 1960s. So we went up to make the announcement, and I was, you know, buying a sausage roll somewhere, and some lady said that she remembered raising money at primary school for the 2J pool, and that had been some time ago. So we had a $4.7 million grant through the Federal Coalition's Building Better Regions Fund, and that is going to make this project a reality. So the project, for people who know 2J, will sit out the back of the school. There's a great big parcel of land out there. Construction will start very soon, but rectangular field, so hockey and footy fields, soccer, facilities for the pool, indoor courts, the sort of thing that country towns really need. And we're actually also, very soon, we're finishing the pool up at Northam that we've funded as well. So I just think it's important for our country towns to have the same sort of experience for kids growing up, learning to swim, getting safety, getting the skills. And you never know, the next Olympic champion could easily come from 2J or Northam, but it's not going to happen if you don't have a good pool.
Fantastic to see some new facilities on the horizon. Member for Pearce, the Honourable Christian Porter, great to have a chat and welcome to Triple M.
Well, mate, I'd love to be a regular. Just let us know as often as you like.
We are starting to crank up with show season over the next couple of months. It's going to get quite busy. And starting us off is the Beverley Show on the weekend. On the line from the Beverley Ag Society, I've got Sarah Ainsley with us. Good morning.
Good Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Final preparations for the Beverley Show. How's it all going?
Really good. Really busy today. It's a big day for setup, and we've got so many volunteers down here helping us out. It looks like it's going to be a really jam-packed show.
What time do we need to get down there on the weekend?
Gates open at 9 o'clock, and we are here until late with our fireworks, kicking off about 6 o'clock.
Excellent. Yeah, we're getting into show season, and you guys are kicking it off, and, you know, we have those bigger events like field days and other bits and
yeah,
pieces,
sure.
And just really warming us up, aren't you?
We sure are, and we have got so many stallholders. We've actually had to start knocking people back because we're jam-packed, full of entertainment, livestock, stallholders, machinery. They are all, like you say, warming up and come here first, and yeah, we're going to have a really good day.
Excellent. Beverley Agricultural Show, it's happening on Saturday. Now, pricing, families want to get along. What are we looking at?
Yeah, sure. Well, adults are $13 for entries. Kids are $6 from 4 years to 15 inclusive, and under four are free.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, get the family along and support local producers out there and local businesses. Beverley Ag Show, and of course, thanks to all our volunteers for bringing it together. Sounds like it's very busy there in the background. President Sarah Ainsley, thank you very much and good luck for a big show this weekend.
Thanks very much. We look forward to seeing everyone here.
Joining us again this week is our man inside local footy in the Avon Footy Association, Macca. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, listeners. It's finals action and everything steps up a beat. Everyone's travelling to Quiriding on the weekend. Three big games of sport. Got kicking off 12:15, Terry. Keller Tamman versus Beverley in the reserves. The Cats are last year's premiers, and they found it a bit tougher going this year. New coach in Michael Cole. They're coming up against Beverley, who just missed out on finals action last year, but have finding some very good form. Key to this for Beverley is Dale Podgy-Warnsborough. He was the association centre-half forward 2 or 3 years ago and has had an absolute horrid run with injuries the last few years, but he's back playing footy, and if he gets firing, look out, the Cats. Who's going to win? Be a close one. Maybe the Cats. Maybe just get over the line. In the netball, it'll be Railways versus Kellerberra and Tamman. The Fast Hearts, I think, won the inaugural Avon Netball League all those years ago, and the Keller Tamman, the Pussycat Dolls, have never played finals. That's two at 12:30. The Tarts probably will start with their nose in front there. And Beverley versus Federals in the league. They were my two picks at the start of the season to take out the grand final. So I'm right. I'm wrong on one of them because one of them not even got no chance of making it. Last year's runners-up, Beverley, I don't think anyone's seen them at their very best. Betty's won this contest by 10 goals about 3 or 4 weeks ago, but Beverley at Quiriding, harder to pick than a broken nose. Maybe Feds just in a close one. If you can't make it to Quiriding, Terry, Footy Radio is going to be there and it will be live streamed, vision and commentary. Better get it on the Triple M app as well, mate. But Footy Radio, Triple M, and Livestock and Land are also sharing the link, but with the Avon Footy Association and all the competing clubs. But looking forward to calling all the finals actions coming up on Triple M.
So there's going to be some vision, so make sure you wear your Sunday best.
I'm going out to take that.
All right, good luck to everybody in finals action this weekend. Our man inside local footy, Macca, thank you very much. Thanks for our friends at Baxter's.
Yeah, Baxter's indeed. I'm sure they will be tuning in. Eli and Beryl will be on their mobile phone watching the mighty Beverley versus Feds league game.
Sounds of the Wheatbelt, Triple M. Middleton Business Advisors, giving you solutions to regain your lifestyle.
Yeah, thank you, Middleton Business Advisors, for helping us out. $570 on the Sound of the Wheatbelt as we round out the week. What is this and where can you find it? You tell us on 13 27 10. Let's go to Anne at York. Good morning.
Hi.
Sounds of the Wheatbelt, thanks to Middleton Business Advisors. What do you reckon it is?
Is it adjusting your car seat? Yeah, you know, when you're like pulling it back and forwards and...
Yeah, not adjusting your car seat, I'm sorry.
Okay, then.
Good on you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, all right. You too.
See you then. Bye. Ron's in Keller. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you reckon it is?
How are you going there, Terry?
I'm very good. What do you reckon our sound of the Wheatbelt is?
I think it's, you know, those big yellow flashing signs of all the But sitting on a trail, and they give you your speed.
Oh, yes, yes.
Down.
They're like the variable message signs.
Yeah, when they flick off and then flash off, I'd probably make that sound, maybe.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not it, Ryan.
Okay, mate, we'll keep plugging away.
All right, have a good weekend.
Have a good day, mate.
Yeah, ta. And it's back on Monday, $580, Sounds of the Wheatbelt, thanks to Middleton's in Meriden, on Triple M.